Aleph Chol Hamoed Pesach Tashpeh Aleph Rav Motchi Yosef Kanovsky.
Moed. I'd like to discuss today a mitzvah to do every day. Hanochas tefillin. Without going into the shaila, the chalmoid who do wear tefillin, who don't wear tefillin. There's machlik sushainim, shaz holy paskin. Perhaps in the hall here I'm allowed to speak about wearing tefillin chalmoid. But it's very much a Pesach Dikanyan, and especially for today. Nusach Ashkenaz, Minig Ashkenaz, that we wear tefillin chalamayit. Normally we take tefillin off before Hallel. On the first day of chalamayit Pesach, we only take it off after Kriyas Ategel. Why? Because in the parasha, today's Kriya is Kaddish Vayikiviyacho. Ki Yudua, that in tefillin there's four parashas. You've got the parasha of Kaddish, Vayikiviyacho, Shema Vayim Shemaya, it's four parshas. The Seder's first Shema Vayim Shemaya, then Kaddish Vayikiviyacho, but we always talk about Kaddish Vayikiviyacho, Shema Vayim Shemaya, because that's the Seder, Lefi V'Teder. So before we go into the Chelek HaGodah, the Chizuk, the inspiration that we should take from Tefillin, I'd like to mention in Tassanta Marshaila, when did Yidden and Midbar stop wearing tefillin? When did they stop wearing tefillin? When did they make them? When did they stop wearing them? But the major problem is as follows. The four parshas are Shema Avoyim Shemei, Kaddish V'Yikiviyacho. Kaddish V'Yikiviyacho, Klal Yisrael were given those two mitzvahs even before Yitzis Mitzrayim, Shechidish Nissen. Sof Pashas Boy, before Berach around the Shchidish Nissen, who told these two Pashas, Kaddish Gviyacha. Shema Avoyim Shemaya was only a Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah was only given at the end of the 40 years. So Kum tells that the whole 40 years in Midbar, Shema Avoyim Shemaya didn't exist Bechlal. So, and we've got the Klal, it's a Mishnah Menochas, that all four Pashas are Ma'akiv Zezeh. So did the wet fill in the Midbar Bechlal? That to have time to make them, that to know how to make tefillin, the four parshas ma'akev. It's what happened in Midbar. So the Mabit and Beis Elikim, Shai Yisoydus Peit Lam and Zayin takes on that they only started wearing at the end of the 40 years. Klal Yisrael only started wearing tefillin in Midbar at the end of the 40 years. They didn't have the parshas Shema'avim Shema'ah till then. So there is a chiddush. As a fundamental mitzvah, you say the stick mitzvah of tefillin the whole 40 years of Midbar. They didn't wear, they didn't have Shema Avim Shemaya. They didn't have these two parts, Shema Avim Shemaya, and it's Ma'akev. But the Zerai is for Chazal Nishtazi. There's a Chazal, I think it's a ton to Belio. Erechaim HaKodesh and Parsha Shlach Tov brings it down, quotes it. There was a mice of Mekoshish in the Midbar. Someone, whoever it was, Slavchad, someone picked up some sticks, Machlek is what exactly Mekeshish was. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Rebbein Shem and said to the Rebbein Shem, be shleima the whole week. They've got the mitzvah of tefillin, and tefillin reminds a person, Toyes Hashem Beficha, which we'll soon discuss, mitzvah Hashem. So during the week, they've got the zeich of tefillin to remind themselves to be an Eved Hashem. But of a Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. Shabbos labas man tefillin. So if we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, so that's why it's not an excuse, but Klal Yisrael need the zeicher of wearing tefillin. And they haven't got it on Shabbos. So on that, the Rebbein Shem said, Oslem tzitzis. That's why the parsha of tzitzis follows on after the parsha of Mekoshish. In order, the Rebbein Shem said, you haven't got tefillin, you've got tzitzis. The Mice of Mekoshish was the second week, the Shabbos Shnia. So it's in Yen Chazal, that Tonda Belioz, Mavur, that they did have Tfin in the Midbar. Now what's Tfin in the Midbar? Nishvi the Mabit. But you've got this problem, what about the two Pashas? We've only got two Pashas in Tfin. So how could the web Tfin with just two Pashas? So, then we do two mahalchim. Two mahalchim, I'm aware of our kuponim. There's a chedusha arashbo menochas. Chavetz Chaim brought out the Sefer Kol HaSivus Kenes chedusha arashbo. Others a chaylik, Chavetz Chaim, that the pashtus is, it's not the Rashbo himself, it's a Tesis Rid. It was one of the Rishonim. One of the Rishonim, Tesis Rid pashtus, on Masechtas Menochas, he said like this. That even in Midbar they had, they were aware of the two paths of Shema and Mishmei. It wasn't yet part of Torah. So Megabba Maseira, that these, the Shema and Mishmei, Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah's Macha Shema, Kabbalah's Mitzvah, they had that in Mitzvah. They had that through the Midbar as well. It wasn't yet part of Torah. So Mameila, they had Shema and Mishmei in Midbar as well. As is what Rashba, Benegeta, this Kasha, Rashba, Tesis Rid, they had this Kasha, they had the four paths. There's another mahalach alom desha mahalach. It's made from the grace of Polish Gedolim and Menachem Zemper. He had a son, Ha'ilui Godel. He had a son, Amamish Ha'ilui Godel. Rabbi Chaim Moshe, he wrote, they brought the Acha Ptirosi, he was Niftas Bocha, 19-20 years old. Rabbi Chaim Moshe writes Hakdoma, Askoma to the Sefer of Chaim Moshe, and Nishmengen Kleine Gornechel, he's up to Mammy, when I'm Shundik a Pella to Zen, a Bocha, and Dion, and you call it a Kula. So he made his own B'mitzah Dorsha, Chelik is from his father, Chelik is his own, he's Sofa. And he wants to say in Tassanta Zach, there's a Gemor Menochas Lamadal Dom Abbeis, that the Gemor says as follows, how do we know there's four parts in Tefillin? Tona Abonon, Rabbi Shmuel says three times in the two tofes, twice without a vav and once with a vav. Without a vav it's singular, with a vav it's plural. Two tofes, I can't tell it. That's how we know that there's four parshas in Tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Eimein Tzorich, Tat, Bekatfi, Shtayim, Pas. The Afrikish time, that means the word Titofas itself means four in two different languages. We won't go into the Shaila, how foreign languages come into the Torah. Of Al Kaponim, does Taitch Rabbi Kiva, the four parshas. So he wants to say that in Kaddish Vayikiviacha, there's only once mentioned in Titofas Ben Anecha. There must be some nafkim in Ladina between Mishmo and Rabbi Kiva. Some are just arguing how do you know with four parts and Tefillin into Santa Zach. Say grace of Tanoi and Mishmo and Rabbi Kiva should argue about something which is not Negel Alocha. So he wants to say it is Negel Alocha, so nafkim in Ladina. Nafkim in Ladina is as a what in Midbar, that in the first Pasha, Kaddish v'Yikviyacho, take a look at the Pasha, the end of Pasha's boy. In Kaddish steht noch Lois al Yotr Zikon bin Nenecho, and in the end of Kiviyacho, the Pasuk says L'Titofes bin Nenecho. So he says like this: if the word Titofes itself means four, then even Lechatchila, when they were given this mitzvah Mitzrayim of Titofes, they were then told it has to be four. So then all four markers there. But if you learn like Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel says that the word Titofes just means one. Titofes means one. Second titovas means a second one. Titovas v'loshen rabbi means two. So he passed in Midbar where they only had kaddish and gviacha, and they were only given the word titovas only mentioned once at maximum. They needed two parshas. They need these two parshas. There's no halacha yet that the four is ma'ak of zeh zeh. So he says that nafkam in ladina. If you learn that the word titovas means four, then straight away when they're given the mitzvah of tim, they were told they needed to be four parshas, and four parshas ma'ak of zeh zeh. Then you've got this problem that in Midbar there weren't four parshas. But if you learn like Rabbi Shmuel that the whole ribuy of four is only because it says three times Titofas, once in the plural, so in Midbar and Kaddish where it was only mentioned once Titofas, then there was no halach, the four had to be makav zezer. So Kuntes, we've got three interesting stodim over here. But what happened in Midbar? Did they wear tefillin bichlal? Bambit says they didn't wear tefillin. We mentioned the Tana Bel Yoh, Arai for Chazal, that they did wear tefillin, but the question is, you need four parshas. So either you learn that they were aware of these two parshas, it wasn't yet the chelik of the Torah, that's a Rashbo, Or you've got this vod from the son from Nachum Zember, the seventh Taganza Chiddush, that is good for the Machlekes of Ishmael and Rebbe Kiva, whether in Midbar, Nafkin Ladina, whether in Midbar the four parts were marked as Ezer. So I go out Grace Chiddush from Shulev Diskin, Yekoch Imam Mavirim, one of in the Ishanis of Shabbos, Yekoch Imam Mavirim, he wants to say that when they went to the Yam, they already took tefillin with them then. Yekoch, he calls it tefillin. So the night of Korban Pesach, they took the oiris of the Korban Pesach, and they made tefillin out of them, and when they went out of Mitzvah, it was Meshigat tefillin. How to make, so how they knew exactly what to do, nowadays it takes a long time. We all know it takes a long time to make tefillin. So, but as they break me for Rebbe Shulev, the Mephoshim on the Ishanis, you koch him, and bring this chiddush. But at kan the chelik halocha, v'negeta tefillin. Tefillin is a vayisaydistik mitzvah. The Bach has got a chiddush din, simen ches, that when you get to three mitzvahs, one has to be mechaven in the tameh mitzvah. Normally, even if you hold tzichas kavona, mitzvah tzichas kavona means I've got to be aware I'm doing a mitzvah. I've got to be aware this is a mitzvah and the Rabban should command me in this mitzvah. Tzichas kavona doesn't mean that we need to know the tameh mitzvah. Tamei mitzvah is something else in ganzen. Tamei mitzvah never marked. Steht ob in Bach, then three mitzvahs, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, you've got to be mechavim for tamei mitzvah. Why? Where the tzitzis leman, by tefillin steht, man titzis shem beficha. By tzitzis steht, leman tizkru. By tefillin steht, leman yedu doyeseichem. So where the Torah spells out the Laman, the Torah wants me to be aware that b'shas I do this mitzvah, is on mechavim zayim with the mitzvah, then one has to be mechavim tamei mitzvah as well. Mishmur quotes the Prima God, it's not ma'akiv. Aber l'chatchila one's supposed to be mechavim for tamei mitzvah. We're discussing tefillin today. What's take on tefillin? It's trying to understand the posuk. The posuk says as follows, chapter Yud Gimel Pasuk Tes, leman tir tes Hashem beficha. In order tes Hashem zazan beficha, ki biyodcha zokei tzeichem Mitzrayim. What's Taichim Pasuk? The Pasuk says, where tefillin on the yad and beininayim, leman tir tes, in order that tes Hashem should be beficha, ki biyodcha zokei. The Ramban says, pshat hazei. The Ramban says, that you have to translate the posuk slightly differently. The Ramban said, "What's pshat posuk?" V'hoyelo is in tefillin. We mentioned tzis mitzrayim. Kadosh v'kivyecha mentioned tzis mitzrayim. The whole contents of the parsha of Shema of Kadosh v'kivyecha is tzis mitzrayim. Mezot hazei shure pshat posuk is v'hoyelo is ayotcha zekome nenecha that you came out of Mitzrayim. And through that, it will be Teyas Hashem Beficha. So Hagam, the Seder of the Pesach, is the other way around. Of the Ramban learns, of the Daflen, of Shatan Pesach, I say, V'hoylo Yisrael Yodcha, V'skum Necha, that what should you remember? As you came out, V'yodcha Zoki, you came out of Mitzrayim. And that will help to create us Teyas Hashem Beficha. Why? How does remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim help me as Teyas Hashem Beficha? So not the Ramban leads of what? Zot HaZeh. That if we were taken out of Mitzrayim, the Ramban mentions this quite a few times, the mechayev of being an Eved Hashem, we've just experienced the Pesach, Tzis Mitzrayim, what is the Tzeles of Tzis Mitzrayim? What's the Poel Yetzer, what's the Tzitzor of Zechiyas Tzis Mitzrayim? Reliving is, we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Onoyche Hashem Nekecho, the Ramban Yisra explains, since I took you out of Beis Avodim, that is Mechayev, that you should be an Eved Hashem. So Ramban says a similar idea over here. He is your Odin, and he redeemed you from Mitzrayim. So it doesn't shout. Through remembering Tzvillim, we remind ourselves about Tziz Mitzrayim. And Tziz Mitzrayim creates this feeling, and this is Chayvus that we have the Hashem, and that's why Tziz Hashem Beficha. Ben Yehuda Negeres Hatshuvah says slightly different, but also Al Derech the Ramban. Yitzis Mitzrayim reminds us of Sidah Beira. And through having, and being conscious about that there's a Beira helps my Yerushalayim. And if I've got Yerushalayim, then I'll keep mitzvahs. So Ramban stresses the infant avdus, and Rabbi Yehuda stresses the side from the awareness of the Rabban who creates Yerushalayim. Through Yerushalayim, one comes to Teyus Hashem Aficha. There's an interesting Gemara in Menachos. And the Rambam's got a Mechudosh Tikkun Pshat in the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Menachos. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Gemara in Menachos, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Oime. Kol sheesh le tefillin b'roishay, tefillin b'zroi, tzitz b'bigdom, zuzu b'pischay. Someone that wears tefillin yad and roish, he's got a mezuzah and tzitzis b'chizuk shel yechta. There's a chizuk that means he's strengthened. They won't do avedus. Shenema v'chutam shulchle beinotik. It's a threefold, not threefold mitzvah. The three mitzvahs which are combined together. V'ayim echayne malach Hashem zoreich altem. He's surrounded by malachim. He's wearing tzitzis and yad and roish. He's got mezuzah b'pischa, he's got tzitzis b'bigdai, he's surrounded with mitzvahs. It's chayin ma'al Hashem soleh v'aychad, four mitzvahs. Shall we yad reish four mitzvahs or nisht? Chutam shulish. It's chayin ma'al Hashem. It's a pashtus yilam shat. A person does a mitzvah, it creates a malach. A mission novice, every mitzvah that we do creates a malach. Every avei we do creates a kategor, or we're surrounded with mitzvahs. The Rambam's got a chiddush tikkun pshat. The Rambam Menachos Tefillin learns that there's no some quick fix. Just because I'm wearing doing mitzvahs, I've automatically got malachim around me. Maybe I'm not going to come to do averus. The Rambam touches the Gemara andushed. The Rambam quotes this Gemara, and the Rambam says as follows: The Rambam's the end of Menachos Tefillin, peik vav halacha yud gimel. Omru chacham. The Rambam says asay. Omru chachomim, kol mish yesh boi tefillin b'roish hazei, this big dem zuz a pischei, muchzor leishili echta. He's got a chazok, he won't do averus, why not? Shayesh le mazkirim rabim, he's got many things to remind him not to do averus. Tzitzis reminds me, mantizku, tefillin reminds me, yitziz nsaim, tez Hashem b'ficha. Mezuzah reminds me, Yeshlim Askim Ram has got many things that remind him. The Heim Heim Amalochim Shemantzin Vesim Elachtai. These a mitzvah is a messenger from the Rabbanu Shalaylam Amalach. Avad the Ramam is made as a mitzvah creates a malach. But that alone is not a guarantee. The Muchzli Shiachta has to be our Avodah. So what's our Avodah that helps us that we shouldn't do Avodahs? We've got Maskirim. The Rabbein Shem has given us special schoolers of mitzvahs to remind us of not doing aveiros. And the Rambam says, they are the maskim rabbim, the heimei mamalochim shematzil meisim enlachtei shenem uchim malach Hashem zavrei echalzi. So tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah have got tremendous power that remind us through the school of the kima mitzvah. It's more than just time of remembrance, we remind ourselves. The school of a mitzvah, and the Torah itself tells us Torah Hashem Aficha. The Rashi in Brochus, that tefillin is like wearing like a crown on one's head, a levush malchus. There's a ma'aseh in the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara said one Nam Rom was Bodach Tuva. He was getting very jolly. Hamamiru gehat the Kenzain as Bodach Tuva. Someone, the one that other Nam Rom said to him, Lamaisa, it can come to Kalus Reish if a person's too jolly. So he said, no, I'm wearing tefillin. I'm not tefillin manachna. So Rashi uses the lashon that Eidus Mamshelus Koni Olai. I'm weighing something which reminds me that I've got a Rebbe Shem on top of me. So you don't have to be scared about me that I'm going to come to a matzav of Kalus Reish. There's a famous Gaon in Megillas Esther. ומודך יוצם לפני המלך בלבוש מלכוס תחילס וחול. עתה זו גדול תחמות צבא גומון. The golden is patient. Megill says the teaches Mordechai went out with a vushmar zavad. He wore royal clothes. But there's a remez. Malchus, Malchus shaloylam. Tchelis v'churi refers to tzitzis. Tchelis, that's the tchelis of tzitzis. Nechur is the white. The love of the tchelis tzitzis. Aterezov gedayla. That's tefillin shereish. Tachich butz tzurutzus v'agom zotzikim tefillin shalyat. That was Mordechai's vush malchus. So when Mordechai tzadik was wearing tefillin, talus and tefillin. Then I pass say that remind him to Salvush Malchus. I'm wearing a beged of the Rabbi Nishleilam. I'm wearing a beged which reminds us as a Chumah Beira. It reminds me that we came out of Mitzrayim. It reminds us that the Rabbi Nishleilam is in charge. I'm wearing a Levush Malchus. I'm wearing a royal beged. A beged which shows us and reminds us as a Dar Beira. So tefillin have got a gewaltig skule maskirim rabim heimim amalochim shomitzin meisim enachte. We know that there's a whole idea of negel aloch about levush that a person has to have a gufnoki for tefillin. Steht in Besiyasav achidush godel, and Chasam Sefer takes it even a stage further. Besiyasav steht that to have machshovas, Mishmu quotes it, that to have machshovas zoris, machshovas of znus, machshovas of machshovas is a chson gufnoki. And this gufnoki doesn't just mean physically that my guf should be clean, that I shouldn't have to be excused, etc. That in gufnoki, that means a person through tefillin really connects himself to the eventually. If I connect myself to the Rebbe Shem, I've got to live with the ideals of what the Rebbe Shem wants of me. Chasam Sefer, famous mice in the Gemara, Ba'alisha Bal Kanafayim. I'm going to Shabbos in two places. What happened to Alisha Bal Kanafayim? The Romans made a gzeir not to wear tefillin. And he was wearing tefillin, and he saw a Roman general coming charging towards him. So he took it off, and he wrapped it round, and they asked him, "What's in your hand?" So he said, come for Yoina. That's how they've got a minik, how they tie the tefillin with a come for Yoina. And they opened his hand and there was a less come for Yoina. So some safe effect akasha, that l'chayra, a tefillin, has got, every mitzvah has got a skula. When you're doing a mitzvah, it's megin a matzel. So why did he take the tefillin off? He should have kept, they caught him, they knew that he had tefillin. Elamai was relying on an S, so let him at least have the school of the mitzvah. He's wearing a mitzvah. He's wearing tefillin. Why he's doing it? Zochsim seifin in chidushim of Shabbos daf guf lamed achidush godel. Zochte if there's an inn of a gufnoki with tefillin to say a sheker while wearing a tefillin is a steer to gufnoki. I'm Bis Yosef. Bei uns in Bis Yosef steht nicht alles kadei kach about sheker. Pashtus he means this Bis Yosef that talks about different machshavas. Shabbos wearing tefillin. Emes and Sheker, that connects us to the Rebbein Shem, Chisom Shal HaKadosh Baruch Emes. If Tefillin is supposed to connect us to the Rebbein Shem, we identify ourselves with the Rebbein Shem, we connect ourselves to the Rebbein Shem. So if I say to Galten, to wear Tefillin and say a Sheker, he's losing one of his gains. Yosef Chobav Seidai. The Tachlis of Tefillin is to connect myself to the Rebbein Shem. And if I have to have a Gufnoki, I have to identify myself with the Rebbein Shem, so therefore to wear Tefillin and say a Sheker, he's going to lose one of his gains. Chedosh Baruch Sefer. He had to do something. He said, Galten, he's not going to gain with tefillin. Doing with tefillin. Yeah. It's tefillin reminds us, Tehis Hashem b'ficha. It reminds us that we are Avdei Hashem. It reminds us of Yishamayim, to be conscious, especially if the tefillin is, what's it in tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem, and Kein Hashem Echad. Our tefillin mizich, we've got four parashas. Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah's Malchus, Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So I'm wearing a crown, I'm wearing the king's crown, I'm identifying myself with the Rebbein Shem, I've got the Levush Malchus of my kopt. So if a person is conscious of wearing the Levush Malchus, tefillin shiyah, tefillin shiroish, reminds us, asidah boyer, that's more, similar to Rabbi Yonah's pshat, it helps fire your shemaim, and mele tiyotez Hashem b'ficha. For that, so tonight has to be a gufnoki. we find Agamon Brochus that state that we wear tefillin and Rabbanchan wears tefillin. What it means Rabbanchan wears tefillin, Rabbanchan ain't a goof, but Chazal tell us that's a musik. Frey Chazal, in our tefillin state, Shmaiz Hashem lekein Hashem Echad, what's in the Rabbanchan's tefillin? Mika Amchi Sogechabot. In other words, we pride ourselves with the Rabbanchan Shalem, we're miyachad the Rabbanchan Shalem. We're miyachid that the Rabbein Shem is the only Keich, Hashem Echad. The Rabbein Shem is the only Keich in the Bria. Hashem Echad. The Ilam is the Shalib Elyonim Tachtayim. The Rabbein Shem is the only Keich in the Bria. The Rabbein Shem prides himself with the Klal Yisrael. There's no Mikam Yisrael Yechaboritz. I once heard the Vat, I think I heard it from an Altachin Levachar Blazer Khan. He said like this, that many things happen in Sachizuk, in our tkufas that we're going through. Many things happen, and we've got kashas, or we're bothered why this happens and that happens. We don't always understand everything. But we have to know as follows. In tefillin is aloch of hes chadas, is hes chadas. We're not allowed to be masir das from the tefillin. Kalvachim from tzitz. Mishnah quotes on Nezerua, it doesn't mean you have to think about tefillin, you've got to think about Yer Shemaim. A person learns the whole day. And some G'daylu and Noeg to wear tefillin while they were learning. Can't think about tefillin. The middle of Shemin Esavos don't think about tefillin. The Teretz is that the Yisod of the Eschadas has to be, as they bring B'aloch from Nezerua, just to think about to be conscious about the Rabbein, to be conscious about Ruchnias. We're not Masir Das of the Rabbein Yishalim. If in our tefillin we're not masir das the Rabbein Yishleilam, if the Rabbein Shem wears tefillin, I'm ready to get gedank, the Rabbein Shem is not masir das from Klal Yisrael either. Just like in our tefillin we're not masir das from Hashem Nekein Hashem Echad, the Rabbein Shem is not masir das. So we have to we live with this emunah, the Rabbein Shem is not masir das from Klal Yisrael. Why the Rabbein does certain things? The Rabbein Shem got his kvaltige cheshbonos, but the Yisoid, the Shairish, the underlying Nekuda is that the Rabbein Shem not Masir Das of Klal Yisod. Siddah Moedik HaYisofa from Meshech Achma. There's two shtikl from Meshech Achma, one's in Pasha Shmoyis and one's in the end of the Torah, a piece is at the end of the Zeis HaBrocha. Where the Yisod, the state of Meshech Achma is Azei. Tefillin Shiroish is Begolui. We're not supposed to cover over Tefillin Shiroish. Tefillin Shiyad Shet Faket Adraba L'chol Lois V'Lilachem Lois, he's supposed to cover it over. So he says, I've seen quoted Tikkun Zoya, a similar idea. Shachmat Kiyudu was into these things as well. Tefillin Shel Roish represents a matzav when Klal Yisrael, when there's Gilu Shechina. When we see clear the Hanhog of the Rabbein Shalilam, we see very clearly that the Rabbein Shem fit havelt and everything. Gilu Shechina. Tefillin Shel Yad represents a matzav when there's hest upon him. It's covered over. We don't see the hanhog of the Rabbein Shem, but we believe that the Rabbein Shem is behind everything. So Tefillin Shel Roish, that the Tefillin Shel Roish, Tefillin Shel Yad attached to like Mon Chagiga, that even Tefillin. A guy came to one of the Amram, said to him, the Rabbein Shem, forgotten my Klal Yisrael, so he's quoted him in Pesach, the Rabbein Shem is still there. It's Maram is on Tefillin Shel Yad, which is covered over. Tefillin Shel Yad is covered over. So in other words, back to this idea, we've got to be conscious of the Rabbein Shalilam, Tefillin helps Maskim Rabbim. But at the same time, we know that the Rabbein Shem wears tefillin, the Rabbein Shem is conscious about Klal Yisrael. So sometimes it's a matzav from Gilu Shechinah, that's a bechinah from tefillin Shoroish. For so if Dave state, we're all kolamos, k'shem Hashem nika alecha, the Yoram Yimeka, does the tefillin Shoroish. But at the same time, Siddur Amalak getting golus, where it's a bechinah from tefillin Shel Yad, where we don't see that log, it's covered over, that a mammon realizes as the Rabbein Shem is with us. Shamati Yamol, I think it's from the grace Mabitza Tena Tzora Michal Zilba, Zal Gesundzein. I think he once added a shtickle on this Meshech Achma. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Tanis that in Tisha B'av we're going to minig just to wet finish yad, not finish a reish. They bring the Rambam in Havastan, Rambam bring us a minig. We, our minig is that in Shachas we're going to wet finish, and then in the minig we're wet finish. But the Rambam quotes a minig, as Anam got a minig, that Tisha B'av just wet finish yad. So he wants to say with this Meshach Achma, Abshat is Azei, that if there's any day in the year where there's grace Hester upon him, that's a Tisha B'av, turn to finish yad. So on one hand, there's no Gilish Chinna, but at the same time, it's a chizik for us. The Rosh Hashanah is always there with us. So we've been given our Medica Mitzvah. Many of us have been wearing tefillin for decades already. And we can too give it a frishkeit in tefillin. First day Chalomayid, where we go through Parashat Kaddish V'Kiviyacha, it's a, whether we do wear tefillin, we don't wear tefillin, but it's a chizik for us, what tefillin is all about. So tefillin, so the first thing that we discussed is halacha dika chelik, did they wear tefillin in the midbar? How did they wear tefillin in the midbar? They didn't have four parashas. But tefillin leman tisa shem ficha, whether it's ma'akev or not, but shtetach in shulchan aruch, am zom mochavim zayin, a teir shem ficha. So the Ramban learns tefillin reminds us that we avdei Hashem, and through that we come tisa shem ficha. Rabbein Yehina says that tefillin helped fire your shemayim through that tisa shem ficha. And tefillin reminds us to connect ourselves with the Rabbi Nishalim, and we have to have this gufnoki to be able to connect ourselves and realizing we're wearing a levush malchus. The more we're conscious of the Rabbi Nishalim when we wear tefillin, then bevadai it'll help that the Rabbi Nishalim should be more conscious of Klal Yisrael, and we should be zeicher. At the moment we're still in Golus, we only saw a beginning from tefillin shel yad, but we're waiting in the mitzvah Hashem zol zayin the tekufa from the ganzach sa begolui v'ro kolamos k'shem Hashem nikolecho v'yolim nekag agutmeit.